this particular film is not telling the story about refugees, it's telling their story with them. So the stories that were inspired are true stories, and the cast and crew are Syrians. So it gives an authentic voice and a personalized, intimate voice. And I feel personally that intimacy is the step towards compassion and acceptance, and therefore integration.
It was interesting seeing this short movie, No Monsters in Berlin. The humor as well as the horror, you know, the two live side by side, but we don't often hear that. We hear more about the horror, but we don't necessarily hear about the human side to the refugees who came to Europe in great numbers in 2015.
Well, that's the thing. Once you get to know people on a personal level, you realize that, yes, we might have different senses of humor, but everybody does have a sense of humor. And I think once you create a personal relationship with somebody, then barriers drop away very, very quickly. And life is full of ups and downs and horror and comedy, and that's where drama comes from, that's where comedy comes from. So it's ages old, it's part of our human history, and that's something that we need to remember.
Now, this film was born out of a little window of optimism, wasn't it, in 2015, when there was a huge influx of refugees and Germany opened its doors. But since then, there were terrorist attacks and a lot of xenophobia and populism and attacks on migrants and refugees. So where are we now, having made this film at that time? Things have sort of moved on, haven't they?
I think we're in a rocky state of mind globally. You know, 2016 wasn't a great year politically. A lot of fear was instigated into people. But I feel like there are a lot of people who are working very hard to create integration, acceptance, compassion, and, you know, love wins. Hashtag love wins. So that's something that I subscribe to.
There was one character in the film who was played by a Syrian, as you say, Samir.
Yes.
And you're, I should explain, you play an Indian teacher of German in Berlin.
A migrant, yeah.
And yourself, a migrant coming in to Berlin from a pretty harrowing past, as we can understand from your flashbacks in the movie. There's something that Samir said, not in the film, but in afterwards, and he said, you cannot help everyone, but everyone can help.
Yeah.
But how are you going to get that message out to everybody else?
It's a dream. I think baby steps. And basically, showing the film as wide and as far as possible. We're currently writing the feature film for this story, so there will be more stories involved, more characters involved, looking into other characters that come from other areas of conflict. And just sharing the film as widely as possible is just our little way of changing the world.
Having hope.
Hope and love and compassion.